I went and wrote a new song, because all I'm doing at the moment is writing songs. So I wrote this new song, and I don't know if it's any good or not.
You're a bit like Gary Barlow in that respect.
Yeah, very similar
to Gary
Barlow.
That's what he does. On a day-to-day basis, he'll just sit in front of the piano and write a hit.
Think how many, like, half-done songs he must have. Mm. Just ones that he's got halfway through and just sort of...
What, him?
Yeah.
Well, he can give them to me because I need some songs.
But he must have that.
Cloudy
he must
mooning.
Write all the time and just
cloudy
get halfway
mooning.
Through.
Yeah. There you go, Cloudy Mooning.
Cloudy Mooning.
There's a title.
Cloudy Mooning.
Don't you need inspiration to write songs? You can't,
yeah, but
you can't
I do,
just sit down and write.
I do song parodies, so the inspiration's already there.
Okay.
The song's already there. I just need to reword it.
Yeah.
And I reworded it. I did a song the other week. And played it to Sandy, our friend Sandy, who's going to produce this album, if it ever happens.
Mm.
And he went, yeah, it's all right. And I'm like, oh, really?
That's what you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could do another one. What, another subject? No, another song. Oh, right. So in other words, he basically, in the politest possible way, went, why don't you leave that and do another one, and we'll ignore this one.
It's true, though, even writing parodies, because you sometimes get halfway through and just think, this is rubbish.
Yeah.
Well,
or I don't know. It's weird.
It's difficult when you're writing a parody because you go. So that's clever. Let's say the song is called 1, 2, 3, and you change it to ABC, and you go, that's clever.
Yeah.
But then for the whole rest of the entire song, you need to write a song about the alphabet, or reading, or dyslexia, or whatever it may be that you're going to shoehorn into ABC,
yeah.
And then you get to a point where you go, it's very clever, but I don't really know if it's any good.
But it's when you realise that the basis of the parody is literally one gag or one line in the chorus, yet you've got to write all these verses to justify getting to that one point.
And as well as that, and here's the other thing.
It's never stopped us before, like.
Oh, no, sure. Of course not.
Yeah.
A lot of these songs that we parody, it's not until you get the lyrics, the original lyrics, and you try and play around with them, that you realise there is no substance to a lot of these pop songs whatsoever. Mm. Right?
Oh, they don't make sense.
Or they're rude.
Yeah,
which always shocks me.
Mm.
Rude or repetitive?
Yeah, well, let me try.
Or both sometimes.
Let me try.
But they are, a lot of them, they are sort of largely nonsense when you read them.
Yeah. And what they are is verse, chorus.
Middle eight or bridge.
Middle eight. Key change, chorus, end. Mm. So actually, you get some parodies you can rewrite in an hour.
Yeah,
because you realise that there's nothing to it. So right, let's take a really good pop record. It does exactly what it says on the tin. It is a pop record. Let's take Cheryl Cole, "Call My Name."
Right? Yeah, okay. Great song.
What?
Great song.
So the lyrics are: how do you think I feel when you call my name? You get me confused by the way I change. How do you think I feel when you call my name? My name, say my name, baby. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I love you, say for the way I know we've been apart. It's an endless circle of poison arrow to my heart. It's an endless circle of poison arrow. It's an endless circle of poison arrow to my heart? That doesn't make any sense. But okay, fine.
You
that's
want an S on arrow, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Saying, I love what you do to me, need you to stay with me, I love you too much to let go. Okay?
Hmm.
Yeah.
How do you think I feel when you call my name? And that's in the chorus already.
You know, if you said that to your boyfriend, he'd think you're mental.
Yeah, if you left him that note.
Yeah.
You come out, well, the locks would be changed.
Yeah. It's a good summing up, Tina.
Mm.
So then it's the chorus, right? So this is the verse, right? Verse 2. It's a constant thought of my baby taking up my time. It's enough to vision of you that's playing on my mind.
To vision of you?
This is like written by...
Yeah.
An idiot. Saying, I love what you do to me, need you to stay with me. And then it's into the chorus again.
Yeah.
So there's really two verses of two lines.
Yeah.
Actually, this is quite good. We should go
for
this.
Yeah, we parody this one.
And then you get others where it just goes on and on and on. Or you get others where, you know, instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, on like it does in verse 1, on verse 2, it'll be all over the place. What I'm basically saying is my job's really difficult.
And you don't know it.
What I'm saying... What I'm basically saying, me and Dave, and Dave's backing me up, so I'm dragging him into it. If you've just finished a night shift of 12 hours,
yeah,
you don't realise how difficult our job is. I had to sit and write a song yesterday. Another song. If there are any doctors or surgeons listening, teachers, policemen, armed forces, you have no idea. You try and write a parody of Cheryl Cole's Call My Name, my friend.
It's not all copy-paste, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, it is after you've written the first verse, but that's it.
Anyway, I got stuck doing that, and what I do, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy the writing process, but as Dave says, it can get really annoying. Then you doubt yourself, and then you get there, and you're three-quarter way through a song, and you do think, I've got to finish it now.
Yeah. I get to the point just before that, and I think, is it even worth finishing this?
That's
rubbish.
That's why you need honest friends like Sandy.
Well, I'll play you when there'll be at this rate, there will be awful. Or a mixture of tracks to which we don't make the cut. And
see, I've got one which I've done, and I did. What's wrong with my voice?
It's all right, I'm the same.
I did it last week, and it's basically finished, but I don't know whether it's any good or not.
Right.
And I will do it.
Do you know what you should do?
I'll submit it.
Playback sessions, like artists have album playbacks.
I like it.
You should have a parody playback session.
But then the other thing is, it's no different to any of the other ones that have been done, where actually you're not sure about it, and it goes on to be good, or people like it. So.
Well, but then everyone's different, you know. So some people love one song, some people don't like another song. So, let me have a little look at stuff that we've done in the past. Right.
See, sometimes the ones I rate are not necessarily the most popular ones.
Yeah. Here's one. Now, this for me is an absolute killer. Ready?
This song is truly awful.
This is written by Dave.
That's why it clearly doesn't work.
I think.
Makes me feel suicidal. Suicidal every time it's on. It's just so truly awful. It really, really sucks so bad. Makes me feel suicidal. Suicidal. Wanted to go away. It's the current number one, but it's demon number two. It's top of the charts, and it's all because of you. When will people learn that it's not big or clever? Big or clever?
I don't know why I do that awful robot turn.
Clever.
I tell you, that was ahead of its time, though, because everyone's doing that vocoder stuff
now.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you. See?
You're like the early T-Pain.
Yeah. T-Pain who?
So that's I think that's good, right? Now, the complete opposite of that, the complete contrast of that, and Dave's cringing already, but he doesn't know which one I'm going to play, right, is the one that I wrote, okay? Yeah. And I'll hold my hands up and say, this maybe wasn't the best parody in the world, okay? The idea was the new version, the parody, would be about somebody helping their friend move flat.
Right.
And they don't want to carry the heavy stuff.
I remember this one.
Well, who doesn't?
Is this?
This much. All the girls gotta move some boxes. Now, straight away.
Is this, yeah.
All the girls gotta move some boxes. Mm. You know you're gonna struggle from that line onwards.
Few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap, cause I ain't not heaving that girl. I ain't not heaving that girl. A few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap, cause I ain't not heaving that girl. I ain't not heaving that girl.
So first of all, isn't that a double negative?
I ain't not heaving that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's grammatically incorrect, but I knew that at the time, but it scanned, so I left it. No.
I think hip hop rules allow you to get away with a double negative.
So, yeah.
Cloudy mooning.
Faux show.
I heard that you were moving flat and you hoped that I would help you move it. People see you packing your stuff, getting everything boxed up.
Can I just stop
you?
Sorry, just that is a perfect example of that is just. Right, that's just padding like mad, saying the same thing over again. Right, moving flat, boxes, blah, 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 blah.
See, I don't see his padding. I see his. It sets up the chorus.
I feel I can say that because I'm as guilty as anybody of the same thing.
No, but I disagree. It's setting it up.
It's setting it up over and over again. And then you realise, oh, God, I've got another verse of this setup before we get to the one gag which is in the chorus.
But no, the gag for me, the funny bits were the verse because the chorus was done. Once the chorus is done and not great,
This honestly sounds like a BBC 4 documentary on parody writing. Mm. So, mate, you're going into massive detail. It's brilliant.
But then you get other ones that I think are really, really clever, and people go, oh, yeah, it's all right. What else have we got? We lost a load of song parody, sadly, in the great technical fault of 2011.
Was that something to do with Germany? Was it a German engineer?
No, it wasn't. Sadly, I can't blame the Germans on this.
Coventry. Now, what about this classic?
I was just on my way back to my house near Junction 3 on the M6 South when my car packed up. Looks like I am stuck. Got a tow to a garage on the edge of town. It closed at 5 o'clock, there was no one around. Now I'm stranded here, want to disappear. I'm out of luck, and this time I'm really proper stuck. Yeah, I'm stuck, so stuck. Yeah, I'm stuck.
Couldn't think of anything other than stuck. Nothing else rhymed with stuck that was broadcastable. But this is a brilliant example. There is only one gag in this entire... There's only one reason, and it's the fact that Coventry rhymes with gravity. That's it, end of.
Yeah, but that's fine, because the verse tells the story.
Yeah.
She's broken down, she's taken to a garage, and she doesn't know where she is.
Even got the motorway junction right, and went on the Atlas.
You're very good.
Fix my car, 'cause I'm ready to leave. I want to be free, feel like I've missed my connection. Need to head off in the right direction. I just want to get on the road, out of Coventry. Wanna get out, wanna get home. I wanna get out, 'cause I'm stuck in Coventry.
Now, I think that's great. And it mentions Coventry, and how many songs do that these days?
Well, not enough, is the answer.
Thank you. It's not my proudest moment, but it will do.
What's ooh ah ooh ah? Oh, is that Kesha?
Yeah.
They say that's good. Oh, do you want to hear the worst one ever?
Yeah.
Now, by the way, while we are doing it, let's slap ourselves on the back a little bit.
In a good way.
Yeah. I still like this one.
Yeah.
I still like Wolverhampton Girls.
It's good.
I sound great.
You can get there on the M6. It's nice and it's quaint, and it's full of really nice chicks like me. Come try our shops. We've got a lovely place called BT's. I'll stop for some chips and have some very yummy ETs.
Okay,
right,
now,
do you want some ETs? Because people talk like that, do they?
I wasn't sure, and then I needed a bit more, so it goes,
that's food.
So it does explain it.
Extra
that's
clarification.
Right. Yeah.
Does this count as us playing music before 7?
Oh, God, yeah. Reese is literally, I don't even want to say the word, but he's not soft. Do you know what I'm saying right now?
Yeah.
My God, literally his wife's going to think it's Christmas.
This is 7 tracks before 7.
Or not. One or the other. But this has got to be, if we're talking...
Is this the worst ever?
Now, let me play one that you've written, which is really good. Although I did like Coventry. Well, who can deny Don't Call Me Baldy? Which is, you know, brilliant.
My name is Dom, as you know. I read the news on the show. I forecast sun and it snows, but you still know my name.
By the way, that's a very underrated line. I forecast sun and it snows. Is brilliant, because not only does it scan... But it's also extremely accurate.
True.
What was the New York one that we did?
North Wales.
North Wales, that was brilliant.
Yeah, that's gone as well.
Oh.
We lost all that. All these can be available from chrismoyles.net in the archive selection. And they have a better archive than The Chris Moyles Show. So you ready for the worst song parody ever?
Yeah.
From The Chris Moyles Show?
Yeah.
I disagree, but fine.
It's not me, and it's not Allard, Dave, rather. It is Allard and Matt Fincham and Pippa doing I Got a Feeling About the Dentist.
I got a feeling, and it's giving me real bad toothache. I miss sugary drinks and cupcakes, not to mention Kit Kats, Twixes and Flakes.
I got a feeling.
Twix says. I like Twix says.
And it's giving me real bad toothache. I'm a sugary drinks and cupcakes. Not to mention Kit Kats, Twixes and
here we go.
Tonight's the night I learn to floss. I got my toothbrush. I am the boss. Go out and brush it. Like, oh my gosh. Roll on the toothpaste. Let's kick it.
You know, the part of the problem is that Alan can't say tooth, right?
Toothpaste.
He goes, but no, toothpaste. What, toothpaste?
Can I propose possibly a worse one than that?
Oh, really?
Genuinely, and it's one of mine, which means I don't mind suggesting it. It's the Will Meller one.
Which you'd be very pleased to hear we don't. Oh, no, we do have...
This is the worst ever.
This is when Will Meller was in EastEnders for 3 weeks.
This is the prime example of the longest setup, isn't it?
See, do you really think this is bad?
Yeah, I think it's awful.
See, I don't.
Think it's dreadful.
I really don't. I like it. Come on. It's a classic.
You are the bloke who starred in Hollyoaks. A long time ago, it was my favourite show.
See, that's all good.
You've been in Casualty and Fame Academy.
Fine.
So I dedicate this song to all the things you've done.
Now, I like song and done.
Thanks.
You ready?
Yeah.
Strap yourselves in, Britain.
2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps is one of those shows I never missed. And now you live in Albert Square. You have done well to get on there. Those days when we knew you as Jambo seemed such a long, long, long time ago. I felt that I should really tell you that I'm a big fan of yours, Will Meller. Meller.
Yeah,
Meller.
There we go.
I'm a big fan of yours, Will Meller. 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 I'm a big fan of yours, Will Meller. Meller, Meller. I'm a big fan of yours, Will Meller. Meller, Meller.
So the joke's done, right?
I think the worst ever. And then there's it goes on.
There's another minute and a half left.
I know, we don't need to.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We've been out for a beer, but not for several years. We have lost touch, you see. Our lives are so busy. But I know where you've been. When you're on my telly screen, you're quite a nice fella. And you're called Will Meller.
Fella. Fella.
You're always saying fella, aren't you?
You see, 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps is one of those shows I never missed. And now you live in Albert Square. You have done well to get on there. Those days when we knew you as Jumbo seemed such a long, long, long time ago. I felt that I should really tell you that I'm a big fan of yours, Will Meller. Meller.
I like it, Dave.
I think it's the single worst.
Do you really think?
I'm a big fan of yours, Will Meller. Meller. Meller.
Dom?
It's Will Meller.
Do you not think it's Meller. Do you not think it's good?
It's funny because of what Dave's saying. You have to throw an hour to get to it.
Fella is my favourite line from that.
Alan?
I'm with Dom. You need the narration behind it.
I love
it.
The Jambo bit is hilarious. You couldn't say Jambo any quicker.
Jambo.
It's wicked.
Well, the girls like it. Oh, man. Do you know, after listening to that now, actually, what I wrote yesterday, this is something that bad.
There you go.